ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيت أو تبعد من أدنيت أو تشرد من آويت أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمت.
Brothers and sisters, as you have been previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. Hayhat, anta akramu min an tudayya man rabbayta. Far be it from you. You're more generous than torturing him whom you have nurtured. Aw tub'ida man adnayta. To banish him whom you have brought up. Aw tushajjida man awayta. You are far away from driving away him whom you have given an abode. Aw tusallima ila al-bala. مَنْ كَفَيْتَهُ وَرَحِمْتَهُ. Or submit to tribulation him whom you have spared and shown mercy. The mercy and blessings of the Almighty Allah have been showering upon the servants, and this reveals Allah's love for His servants. These are the signs of His love for the servants, so that the servants might love Him. But the point is that these bounties, these blessings showered up upon the heedful and intelligent hearts are only effective in getting closer to the Almighty Allah. And Imam Ali alayhi salam has taught us that supplication is among the keys of Allah's mercy. That is why he, the Exalted, says, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." Call me and I will answer you. And in fact, this is how the servants should try to attract the mercy of Allah. That it seems impossible to do this by any other means. But the point is that one should be sincere in love. And this is how love manifests itself in joining your beloved. Disjoining yourself from all other than the Almighty Allah and joining with Allah and those whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and has commanded to love. These are two sides of one issue.
Oh my God, my Master, my Lord, and my Nourisher, will you see me punished with the fire kindled by you, despite my belief in your unity, and despite the fact that my heart has been filled with knowledge of you, and when my tongue has repeatedly praised you, and my conscience has acknowledged your love, and despite my sincere confessions and my humble begging submissively made to your divinity. No, indeed you are far too kind and generous to destroy one you nourished and supported, or to drive away from yourself one you have kept under your protection.
Thank you, Allah,
let me hear,
feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too, it's not a dream, this is so true, and we know
will be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Hayhat, anta akramu min an tudayya man rabbayta. You are more generous than torturing him whom you have nurtured, the one whom you have loved. Just ponder over these three means by which Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam is seeking recourse to Allah. Imam alayhi salam says, your good pleasure is my wish, vision of you is my need. With you lies the remedy of my illness, the cure for my burning thirst, and the coolness of my ardor, the removal of my distress. Imam Zainul Abidin is teaching us the means of neediness and indigence that I assume we have discussed in a couple of programs earlier. Imam alayhi salam continues, talking about the most important thing this program is all about, the concept of supplication, the means of supplication. Imam says, your neighboring is my request. Nearness to you is the utmost object of my asking. Be my intimate in my loneliness, the releaser of my stumble, the forgiver of my slip, the acceptor of my repentance, the responder to my supplication, and the one who frees me from my neediness. Imam says that I know I am needy, I am indigent, but I have brought my indigence to you. Imam continues, you are my object, none other. To you alone belongs my waking and my sleeplessness. Meeting you is the gladness of my eye, joining you the wish of my soul. Toward you is my yearning, in love for you my passionate longing, in inclining toward you my fervent craving. And this is the means of love Imam alayhi salam mentions. One of the beautiful pieces of this supplication is this part that, as a prayer, has a beauty just like that of art and literature. Imam alayhi salam says, for my aspiration has been cut off from everything but you. My desire has turned toward you alone. You are my object, none other. This is what true love brings about. This inqita, or somehow cut off, involves in meaning what attachment does not. This is why Imam alayhi salam does not say, my aspiration has been attached to none but you. But he says, my aspiration has been cut off from everything but you. Because the concept of cut off entails both a positive and negative meaning. The meaning of inqita is detachment from the creatures and turning toward Allah. Detachment from the creatures is the negative significance, but the positive significance intended by Imam alayhi salam is that turning toward Allah. This sincerity is love, is what brings about أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيت. Allah is more generous than torturing him whom he has nurtured. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be the most. always close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me.